Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Tuesday, 19th of December, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets editor Jesse Waldheim. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, thanks for having me.
This will be the final ISIS Americas podcast for 2017, and we're ending the year with a discussion on the U.S. olefins market, which includes ethylene and propylene. Jesse, could you walk us back to what the markets looked like after Hurricane Harvey in the beginning of September?
Yeah, there were a lot of outages for olefins units, which make both ethylene and propylene. Propylene's also made in refineries, so it was double hit by also having a lot of refinery outages. Most of those were resolved through September, but several olefin units remained offline into October and November. The last one was just restarting in early December. And for propylene, the refinery operating rate remained pretty low until about late November. It got back to pre-hurricane levels.
So what are some of the longer-term effects from that?
Both ethylene and propylene projects saw delays due to the hurricane. For propylene, there was a new PDH unit.
The propane dehydrogenation unit?
Yes. That was in commissioning when Harvey hit, and that's been delayed. It had been expected to start up in September, but now it is starting up this month in December, and it should be ramping up in the early part of 2018.
What about for ethylene? I heard there were several projects that were expected.
Yeah, there were four projects expected in late 2017, three new crackers and the restart of an idled cracker. One of those new crackers started up in September, the one at Dow's Freeport Complex, and the other projects are now all expected to start up in early 2018.
What are some of the other expectations for the beginning of next year?
For propylene, with the ramping up of the new PDH unit and with the normalization of refinery operating rates, you could expect to see some relief from what's been a pretty tight market, perhaps some growth of inventory levels, which have been pretty low.
Are you also expecting tight ethylene supply because of the cracker delay?
Yes, and that's being compounded with the startup of several downstream projects that did stay on schedule late this year. So supplies should be pretty tight in early 2018. However, along with those delayed cracker projects that are expected in 2018, there are four other cracker projects expected that year. So as the year goes on and as these projects start up, you should see supply start to lengthen.
Thanks for the update, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you'd like more information on the olefins market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.